KXNO.
Keith Murphy.
If you ain't first, you're last.
Andy Fails.
I pity the fool.
It's the Murph and Andy Show, powered by AD.
You can do it!
On 1460
KXNO.
Yeah. And now on 106.3 FM.
It's an early weekend.
Oh, that's right. Should we start the
weekend? Don't take that away from us.
Should we start the weekend?
That was like a Thursday Murph and Andy Show opening.
Well, it is Thursday, Murph.
But this is the weekend show.
We don't have a show tomorrow. Yeah, we don't have a show tomorrow.
The weekend starts now.
You know,
there you go.
This is better.
Yeah.
Keith Murphy.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career.
Andy Fails.
I'm telling you straight, it's my way or the highway.
I'm not talking about dance lessons. We're talking about unchecked aggression here.
I'm talking about putting a brick through the other guy's windshield.
I'm talking about drawing a line in the sand, dude.
I'm talking about taking it out and chopping it up.
Talking more than sports. Weekdays at 2.
Is this a... what day is this?
On 1460.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crap thunder.
KXNO.
That feels better. That sounds better.
It needs a little something extra, though, because this is going into a holiday week. Jeez, just listen to that.
This might be my neighborhood.
There's going to be a lot of neighborhoods.
It's actually a live mic in Murph's neighborhood.
You're going to be hearing that all over the place. It's a 4th of July weekend. It's a holiday weekend. It's the big shebang.
I've been away a few days. Anybody complaining about premature fireworks?
No, we've had quite the contrary, actually, here on the show. We've been celebrating the fireworks prematurely. The Iowa Fireworks Farm guy, Wade.
Yeah, that guy may stay open year-round.
Yeah, he's happy with us. He gave us a bag of stuff yesterday. What were some of the things we got in that bag, Andrew? Pyro Viagra.
Yeah.
Donkey balls. one canister with one wick just called the Neighbor Hater.
The Neighbor Hater. This is the loudest firework ever.
The guy took a picture of the one, what was it called, like Straight to Hell?
It was Planet Hell.
Planet Hell.
I heard that. That made me laugh out loud. And I think you said, I think I've had Planet Hell energy drink.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a relation between the two of those. Yeah, the fireworks and the energy drink. The more outrageous the title, the more likely it is to get purchased.
Man, this is a good feeling. This is a good feeling to come back after being gone a few days, and then I'm going right back into a weekend. Kind of.
That's the way to do it.
It might be the way to do it. I hadn't thought of it. It's a coincidence, but sure, let's do this. Top of Mind is presented by BMW of Des Moines, and I was catching up, and I put the podcast on, powered by Fairway, and I thought, I'll listen to the show. I'll get all caught up on local sports because I've kind of unplugged. I don't really know what was going on unless I got an informational alert like the Iowa Cubs season was canceled, that kind of thing. So I thought, I'll get caught up.
That did happen.
So I put on like day one, hour one. It's all Boundary Waters. So I didn't catch up on that. People are calling. People are sharing their love of the Boundary Waters. I thought, well, hour two, I'll get all caught up. It's fireworks. It's just fireworks and fireworks called like Planet Hell. That's all right. Day two, Tuesday. This is going to be the catch up day. I'll get learned about 37 yard games. I don't know.
Yeah.
Found out a bunch of yard games. Although we do have spike ball. Our kids love to play spike ball, but
I almost bought that on Amazon. They have it right now. It's not sold out.
It can be exhausting. I mean, you move in spike ball, and if you're not good at it, you know how occasionally you have those yard games where somebody hits it one time, and then you have to go pick the ball up, and everybody stands around again, and you hit it one time? That's spike ball if you're not playing with guys who are good. Now, you go watch some high school kids that play this during wrestling tournaments or something like that, and they're so good at it, they can keep a rally going. It's like the difference between badminton with people who can play and badminton with people who can't.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like the difference between foosball with people who can play and those who can't.
And people who just spin the thing.
Yeah, because that's a really hard game to pick up. And once you pick it up, you can be really, really good at it. But until you get to that point, there's a big gap between somebody that's good at foosball and somebody that sucks at foosball. Because somebody sucks at foosball, you just spin the guys around as fast as you can. That's your only defense.
Yeah, you can get the just a slow roller down the middle of the table, and everybody's whiffing at it.
Yeah, it just goes
whatever direction the table leans.
Yeah, just...
Yeah, so they're
straight into the hole.
A lot of yard games. That was interesting to hear about how many there are that I don't know, and how many have different names like bags and cornhole. Quickie poll, and really today, all quickie polls are a countdown to today's stupid quickie poll. Which
we got a doozy.
We got a doozy.
It's already getting some.
Should I?
Do you want to know it now?
I'm in the dark right now. Should I flip ahead here in the rundown and look at it or not? Which will give me the best experience?
Well, let's first read this first quickie poll, and then we'll have Andy look ahead and get an live on-air reaction.
Will you attend a holiday gathering with more than 10 people this weekend? Yes, no, or I'm not sure yet.
I think it's a no for me, but it's I suppose our neighborhood does have its annual celebration plan, but there's all these social distancing protocols in place where people are not gathering in one spot, so I'm not positive, but I don't think so.
I don't know yet, but I don't think so either. And to be quite honest, I mean, this really just takes a lot of the appeal away from it. I don't feel real motivated to go find an event.
Yeah, and to stay away from people. Like, hey, good to see you from a distance.
I don't feel like I want to stay away from people. I feel like they want me to stay away from them. Not me personally, but just, want all people to stay away. And I don't want to be the person that just disregards it.
All right, look ahead to hour two, to the stupid quickie poll. Read it. And then we'll just gauge your reaction to today's stupid quickie poll. As if it's a Friday, because Scott Sipker will join us in hour two, as if it's a Friday. Let me know when you found it.
Now the wording of the question is a little convoluted.
Easy.
So I did change the wording just a tad.
Let's hear the wording.
Here it is on Twitter. You have to call to tell a potentially exposed friend that you have tested positive. Which would you rather be positive for? COVID-19 or an STD?
It's easily COVID-19.
I'm not sure. Really?
Absolutely, 1,000%.
STDs, yes, you get
okay,
it.
Okay, first of all, you're only calling the friend because you had sex with that friend.
Well, yeah.
With COVID-19, it's just like anybody you're around.
That's what makes it less appealing, is if I call you, if I call one, I won't bring you guys into this.
Thank you.
If I call somebody and tell them I have an STD and you probably have it too, it doesn't necessarily like blow up their whole world. If I when Chris Williams called me last week and said, hey, I got COVID-19, it's like, oh my god, I've been in contact with him. Who have I been in contact with? Who has he been in contact with?
Do I have a pre-existing condition? How old am I?
Exactly. Now I have to go get a freaking Q-tip shove 7 inches into my nose again to make sure I don't actually have this thing. All that being said, it's COVID-19 and it's not close.
Okay, I cannot speak openly right now on the radio.
Good.
But if you do have, depending on what the STD is, you're talking about something that you exposed somebody else to that is going to really compromise their dignity.
What if we flip it and it's like, if you're getting this call, which would you rather have the friend tell you they tested positive for?
I found out about this with Williams. I was exposed to him. I wasn't upset with him at all. I didn't care.
I didn't know Williams had an STD.
Williams has an STD.
If you're just joining us,
that's not what happened.
This is a hypothetical, stupid quickie poll presented.
It's pretty funny.
Prematurely. ahead of Scott Sipper joining us in hour two. All right, so good news, bad news as it pertains to COVID-19. The good news is zero COVID-19 deaths in Iowa in the past 24-hour reporting cycle. The bad news, biggest spike in weeks, 676 positive cases. So that's the most in a single day in more than a month. Nearly 24,000 people have recovered. So I think that that really is interesting framing here, and I think it gets to where we are to some degree, even as a country. The positive trends for the most parts are regarding deaths. The negative trends are the positive tests, and we haven't figured out how to handle this either as a society or in the world of sports. Like that number, what, 676 positive cases in Iowa. That's bad. Mm-hmm. But also zero deaths.
Well, remember remember though that one seriously predates the other one. I mean, the deaths will come out of this.
Yes, but they're not coming at the same rate they were before. They're far more down.
It's just now recently begun to spike.
I mean,
again,
in other states where it's spiked up, like Texas, for instance, the deaths have over time continued to trend down as the positive tests have trended up because young people are testing positive for COVID-19, and it's not deadly for almost all young people.
Yeah, but it takes weeks for somebody who tests positive for this to die. So those are going to go back up again.
But they're almost back up. Most of the time that person is going to be elderly or have a pre-existing condition.
Right, but the deaths are going to trend back up again too.
But they're not going to match the trends of positives that we had initially because now we're getting all these young people testing. I mean, that's the larger point I'm trying to make here. Are we going to shut down a sporting event every time somebody tests positive?
Yeah, I mean, because right now everybody can get tested. And early on it was only the people that had not just one symptom, but like several symptoms. So they were very likely very sick. And so those numbers were going to produce a higher ratio of deaths, so positive cases to deaths. But you're still talking, this is still a really bad thing that's going on right now.
Of course.
A bunch of positive, there's going to be a lot of people who get very sick. And, you know, it's just further proof that this is not going away, like we all hoped that it was, and maybe even started to assume that it was.
But aren't we getting to the point, Andy, where, I mean, let's just go to the narrow world of sports and all agree that this is not the most important thing, but it's the thing that seems to be driving the most passion and interest in the worlds that we tend to be in, which doesn't mean it's the most important. It just means the most people are talking about it in places that we notice. Either we have to get to a place where we say, look, if someone tests positive and they're asymptomatic and they're not sick, we have to continue with the season, or there's no point in even trying these seasons. The model that's set up now is unsustainable. There's no way it can work. I mean, look what's happened even with our high schools. We got baseball teams shutting down in the middle of a game now. I mean, we're up to, what, 7 or 8 teams? We have Lincoln High School has stopped. We're right now to the point where if a team stops, they may not be able to start back up in time for the playoffs. Yeah. And there's, in some cases, I think this, was it Western Dubuque? Is that
yes,
the school?
Western okay. Dubuque, yeah.
By the reporting over there in the newspaper website.
The Gazette.
The Gazette.
Yeah.
Okay. In the Gazette, it says that this wasn't even like someone on the team testing positive. This was like the friend of a brother of someone on the team. And maybe this is the precaution. Perhaps it is exactly what we should be doing. But if it is, we can't play sports. I mean, we just have to recognize we can't play sports with these models. There's no point even starting a college football season like this. There's no way it's going to be played.
Well, two things. We knew this going in. We knew that this kind of thing was going to happen going in. In fact, we admitted that it was going to happen. Somebody's going to test positive. It's not a matter of when, if, but when. When that happens, what are we going to do? And I thought that, you know, it seemed to me a little bit like we didn't know exactly what we were going to do until it actually happened. So they kind of entered into this blindly, which, you know, doesn't make zero sense. We've never done this before. So it was going to be blind no matter what. We didn't have any experience. But it didn't sound like there was a real plan, or at least not a universal plan, where everybody's on the same page, where we just kind of had to play this by ear. And then, you know, I think different sports and leagues, we're going to handle it a different way. And in some respects, it's, you know, this is probably very beneficial to the rest of the world of sports that Iowa high school sports of baseball and softball have kind of voyaged ahead and kind of become, well, I mean, guinea pigs to this whole thing as we kind of figure this out. But we knew that this was going to happen. And there was no plan for saying, okay, well, we will shut down, but we will only shut down if it's, you know, more, you know, a player who tests positive or more than one player who tests positive. They didn't have any, I don't remember seeing any protocol for that. You know, if it's a family member, they won't shut down. If it's, you know, two right. people removed from people that are actually with the team and the staff, they won't shut down. It just was sort of like, well, we'll just kind of play it by ear. I mean, there was a lot of that out there.
SFR.com.
It's easy to save at your local Fairway. Just visit fairway.com and sign up for weekly ad emails. It's a great way to save on high-quality meats, the best produce, and more. Go to fairway.com.
Dirt cheap prices.
It's time for the play of the day, powered by the Iowa Speedway.
Now, in the third set, Billie Jean serves for match point. Beautiful shot, and the Wimbledon title is hers. The 22-year-old California girl receives the trophy from Princess Marina.
Get tickets and information at iowaspeedway.com.
Back on the Murph and Andy Show, 1460 KXNO. Keith Murphy, Andy Fales, Andrew Downs getting the weekend started a little bit early. I got back yesterday. I appreciate you guys were I listened to the podcast powered by Fairway.
That's right.
So I listened to that. I didn't have Wi-Fi because I was on Allegiant, but I remembered to download them before I went on there. So I appreciate you guys were being respectful of where I was going, trying not to give details and stuff. But I did. I went to see my mom in Florida. My wife Jenny and our two youngest boys went with us, and we had really mixed feelings about going to Florida because basically with each passing day. It was like more and more on fire almost with the, like today, for instance, more than 10,000 positive.
Today's 10,000?
10,000.
Yeah, it's been 5,000, 5,000, 6,000, and then today 10,000.
Yeah, I set a new record today. So, and of course, my number one concern as we've shared with people here and our parents and the concerns we have for our elderly parents is, you know, my mom has basically all of the pre-existing conditions, including half a lung from a previous cancer, and she has a cancer now. But the people at home hospice told her, "Go do what you want. Don't stay at home." My mom basically stayed at home by herself for almost 5 months, and they said, "Go do what you want." So my mom wanted to go to the ocean. So Jenny and I went down there. We were very careful. As careful as you can be when traveling. And I will say, for all the times we, you know, give Allegiant a gut punch, they boarded a row at a time. They spaced people out every other row and people between each other.
How full was it?
It was a little more than half on the way there, probably a third full on the way back. Okay. It wasn't full at all on the way back. You know, they fogged the whole plane. They gave everybody a kit with gloves and a mask and hand sanitizer on your way in, you know, both sides of that flight. Everybody was wearing a mask, including all the passengers. And that was really our biggest concern, because once we got to Florida, we just stayed away from people. We put my mom on the balcony, you know, outside, and she stayed there all the time, and we just stayed away from people.
You put her on the balcony the whole time?
Yeah, she loves...
Like she was a cat?
Well, not like she was a cat, like she was a beloved family figure who could look out at the ocean.
You slid a cup of milk out to her every once in a while?
No, we I'll tell you what we did slide out there every once in a while was a blue moon.
Yes.
It's her favorite. Cold beer out there on the balcony. And I set up the I made the mom mix on my phone. Yeah, no, just on my phone.
Like a cassette tape?
No, I didn't bring her cassette
mom
tape.
Mom mix. You write that on the Maxell label on
this
the top.
Doesn't say anything. I didn't make her a mom mix on a cassette tape. I made it on my phone, on my iPhone. And then, you know, I just play it. She sit out on the balcony and enjoy the ocean. Not like a cat.
You just shut her outside?
We didn't shut her outside. She was able
to... Pet turtle?
She was able to come back in at any time. You know, we were there to assist. Anyway, and we would go pick
her
up.
Lounging around in this plush furniture, and she's sitting on those plastic lawn chairs out there with a little table.
They're made of, I think they're made of some kind of steel or aluminum. But we went and picked up seafood. We didn't go eat in anywhere. You know, we didn't dine in anywhere. Bars are closed.
Doesn't sound like much of a trip to Florida.
Not
that you would go in July anyway.
We did take her down to the beach a couple of times.
Those are really
we rode
sweet
around
pictures too. Those look really nice.
Oh, thank
with
you.
Your grandsons.
It
was great.
We rode around on a golf cart. You know, again, didn't get near anybody. Just to enjoy that kind of thing. But I'm here to tell you, just after a few days of observing people in Florida, it is no wonder they had 10,000 cases today.
People still not taking it seriously?
Not wearing masks, not socially distancing. Like the hotel where we stayed, and we insisted on riding an elevator by ourselves. We took every precaution, as you would expect we would under these circumstances. And everybody was cool with that, but most people did not care. They would pile into a crowded elevator. You know, they'd jump on each other on the beach. They would stay in big groups. I just don't think they care there. Now, there were some people we talked to said, yeah, there are places in Florida where they're taking this seriously, but this isn't one of them. I was like, yeah, I can kind of tell. Craig has a thought here on the Murph and Andy Show. Go ahead, Craig.
Oh, hi, guys. Hey, I just wanted to chime in on this whole herd immunity concept.
Yep.
And just from the standpoint of, you've probably talked about this in the past, I'm sure, but
yeah, they're doing they've done it in Sweden. They're not even requiring people, I don't think, to wear masks there, and they have had a lot of COVID-19 cases, but I think in the last week they had 30 something deaths or something.
Sweden has not worked. That's the general consensus. Mm-hmm. That was a failure. That was a grand experiment, and their infection rates and death rates were not significantly lower than anywhere else. And the thing is, there are some small published studies, the results of which have been published and talked about here in late May and June. That shows that a lot of COVID virus patients who have already had the virus, the immune cells, the antibodies that built up in their system dissipate anywhere from a couple of weeks to several months. Which means if you've had it once, there's no guarantee that you're not going to get it again.
Yeah.
You know, reinfection can happen. And that's the big question mark with developing a vaccine. I mean, no one knows right now if the greatest vaccine that comes to market first is going to protect against reinfection.
Craig, didn't we tell you that today is actually a Friday?
Yeah, that's right.
Come on, Craig. You didn't help anything with that call.
Hey, Craig, for your published study about the negative here, I saw something on my Facebook feed that said this is all a big nothing. And I'm willing to show it to you.
It's a government conspiracy.
This is nothing.
Example of a deep state.
This is no big deal. All right,
come
thank
on,
you, Craig.
Get with the Friday vibe.
Oh, my, yeah.
This guy, we need to get this guy down to the Iowa fireworks farm fast.
So, Andy, I have Bob Belmonte with Shelter Insurance sent me, probably because he knows our kids, from the Consumer Product Safety Commission, fireworks safety tips.
Okay.
I thought I would read them, and you could tell me if you've ever broken any of these. Like, if you just be honest, did you adhere to this rule?
Okay, moms and dads, if there are children listening, pretend we have already reached the point of unnecessary censorship in the show and cover their ears.
Yeah, and we're pointing out this is what you should do. We're just saying, you know, in a weak moment when you were young and immature.
Okay,
did
for
you
my
make
answers, cover the kids'
yeah,
ears.
Okay. Never allow young children to ignite or go near fireworks.
Okay. Define young.
Under the
under
age
two,
of
under like
13.
One, under 13? Are you kidding? Okay.
All right. Make sure there is adult supervision anytime fireworks are being lit.
Absolutely broken that rule.
Okay.
So again,
there's probably two
Andys
here.
I can ask you to
here.
Define
there's Andy
adult.
Now and Andy as a kid. So Andy.
Well,
a,
I am an adult.
No, but as an adult now, as a dad, you're going to follow these.
Oh, yeah, I don't want my kids lighting them off. Yeah,
yeah,
they're too little.
Yeah.
If the kid's been really good.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Have I done that before, and am I a hypocrite now?
Okay, never allow young children to ignite or go near fireworks. Have you, as a young child, did you?
How young? 10?
Under 12.
Yes,
okay, I did. Are you going to let your kids under 12 light fireworks or just sparklers?
I'm going to do my best.
Okay, will you make sure there's adult supervision?
Well, yeah, because I want to light most of them.
Did you always have adult supervision?
Nope. Okay. If I had adult supervision, then I wouldn't have any fireworks.
And if we knew that our kids were not under adult supervision, if we knew everything our kids were doing when they weren't under adult supervision, we'd probably be shocked.
Only shoot fireworks outside and have a hose or bucket of water nearby.
Yeah, my mom would do that. We would do snakes and sparklers. My mom would make us have a bucket of water.
At the end of the night, what's that bucket for?
Yeah, absolutely not.
All right, here's one straight out of Jackass. Only shoot don't shoot fireworks near or toward people.
Yeah, I've done that.
Don't shoot fireworks in an area where they can hit a house, bushes, or anything flammable.
Is there a place that exists?
We could get my mom on the phone right now, and she could go on for the rest of the show telling stories about fireworks mishaps, but she could tell you about how we had a bottle rocket. I was driving her station wagon, and a bottle rocket flew in the window and burned up the inside of the vinyl panel inside the door. So forget shooting them at buildings. So
there's a giant parking lot, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, this one I'm interested to hear the answer. Never, ever try to relight a firework that seems to have fizzled.
Well, you expect me to waste a perfectly good firework just because like 3/4 of the wick burned up and then stopped?
You can't just assume it's a dud.
You just have to run faster.
All right, if there's anyone that you might have done the right thing, it's this one. Keep pets indoors to prevent damage to their ears.
I hope to God that I did that because my dogs were scared of fireworks, and I hate people that torture animals. And but I do not remember considering where the dogs were at the time that I was lighting the fireworks.
Put fireworks that have ignited in a bucket of water before throwing them in a trash can.
What, you mean the ones that are already spent?
Yeah.
Just have a bunch of wet cardboard.
The only time that has happened is when those fireworks landed in a lake, a pond, or a swimming pool. By chance. And the ones that went in underwater were cool because they'd have those waterproof wicks and then they'd still blow up underwater. And just a huge bubble, like the explosion bubble. Those were awesome.
Well,
those little M40s, those little M80s have that waterproof wick on them.
That's it. That's the main one. Do better, Andy.
I don't think there's any doubt.
Where are...
Did I tell you about my...
Where's all these fireworks? I was told that...
We took them home. Well, they're dangerous, having them around here. We need to do...
We need to make sure they...
Have you noticed, AD? I hope you have. I don't care...
You need to confiscate them.
If I've been gone, or I'm late, or I'm away, or I'm on vacation, there has never been anything dropped at this station that Andy didn't make sure that I got part of it.
That's right.
Until today. Chips, shirts,
bottle of whiskey,
koozies, a bottle of whiskey that was still here, and Andy was protective of it. Fireworks?
These are dangerous.
Where
these are dangerous?
Yeah, we're just trying to help you out.
We needed to
bobbleheads. They're here.
Lock these away to make sure that. Oh yeah, yeah. Somebody brings T-shirts and stuff.
That's here. Yeah. That's right. Bottle of whiskey from the foundry.
Yeah,
still here.
There was one
bottle rockets. Nope. Planet Hell?
One
nope.
Called Donkey Balls. Just a huge brown ball.
It was great. And
there's one called Rollin' Coal.
There were like five
it just
of
coughs
them.
Out black smoke.
There were like five of them that Wade had put like notes to Andy on.
Yeah.
Like, hey, these aren't your Mexican bottle rockets, but they're the closest thing I could find to them.
They're all Chinese. All the new ones are Chinese.
Now, see, right now, just saying this out loud, I feel like you've said something offensive.
Yeah, but if you're talking about something positive, I think you're in the clear.
You do?
Well, like Seinfeld says, if I like the race, how can that be racist? He wanted to date the Chinese woman.
What? Why
he
can't
found out the woman
Donna
wasn't
Chang.
Donna Chang?
Why can't that just be? That's so brilliant in its simplicity. Why can't we just go with that? If I like the
because
race,
because people are trying too hard to be offended. Sometimes I mean they are. But look, it's they're all made in China. Look, the world is made in China. Nobody should be surprised that the fireworks are too. I'm just a little disappointed because the Mexican fireworks were great. Now, personally, I miss those. I would have been fine with Mexican fireworks for the rest of my life. I didn't need a change there. And also, have you ever seen a Mexican fireworks display, like, in Mexico? They go all out, man. They really
no,
do.
No.
They really do.
But I know I was invited to jump onto a moving boat while holding a bottle of beer without a care.
Oh, yeah.
And I know I was put up in a parasail without a signature. So I know they're not worried about me suing.
What the last thing in the world you want, because people are, you know, people are looking at these, they're like, Chinese fireworks. Don't buy those. They're our enemy right now. No, look, man, don't buy American fireworks. You don't want American fireworks. We are crazy about safety.
Did you just say don't buy American? Yeah. What's wrong with
you? Well, you don't want them. That's what I'm saying. You do not want fireworks that are made here in America.
The Chinese fireworks are probably made by like an 8-year-old kid.
Well, I'm not considering that. You know what's probably made here in America? The snakes and sparklers. That's what I played with. We are so far ahead of everybody else when it comes to safety and just... You ever been on like a subway in Europe?
Yes.
It moves twice as fast. The
and
doors
it feels
open
twice
and close
as safe.
Twice as fast. Well, yeah, kind of. I mean, the doors open and close twice as fast. If you move in and out of those doors fast in a European subway because they will like guillotine your leg off if you don't hurry. How about an escalator in Europe? Those move like twice as fast.
That's called a lift. No, that's an escalator.
That's an elevator. Yeah,
okay.
But I mean, they move everything. The safety, the little safety standards there are way below.
All right, how about a couple of fireworks stories from Brad and Chris? When we come back,
pizza.com.
All right, Brad has a fireworks story, and he's waited patiently to tell it. Brad, go ahead.
Yeah, my dad, he grew up in Southern Iowa, and him and his buddy were out doing some gravel travel back when they were younger, and one of them, my dad's friend had an M80 in the front seat and decides to light it and toss it out the window. Well, my dad's window was up, so it landed back in his crotch and went off.
Oh, gosh.
And it created a big, huge smoke fireball. They all piled out of the car real quick, and it was just a mess, he said, but it went all across Vietnam when my dad's friend went to Vietnam. He told that story everywhere.
Oh, Ben, that story should be called Fireballs.
Did he have you after that happened?
Oh, yeah. This is when he was like 15 or 16.
Oh, okay. So he didn't sterilize himself.
Yeah, he's done. He's okay.
It still worked.
Fireballs is okay. Yeah. What's his last name?
Bright.
Oh, yeah. Fireballs Wright.
You're right.
That's got to be the nickname there. That's fantastic.
Well,
thanks,
he's fortunate. Boy, that was an old
that
could have
gone wrong.
Yeah,
you
can't get those M80s.
That could go bad. Chris, you have a bottle rocket story?
Oh, I was just curious if Andy ever had bottle rocket wars.
Andy?
Man, come on, Chris. Absolutely. We had neighborhood-wide bottle rocket wars. We had, I'm ashamed of myself, truly.
Well, yeah, yes. We used to have them, and those yellow wiffle ball bats.
Oh, yeah,
those long, skinny ones.
There was not a wiffle ball bat in my neighborhood, Chris, that did not have a black burned mark at the end near that hole on both ends, really.
Yeah, this time of year, you used to just carry it around in case something happened.
Do you carry like a shield, like a deflection shield?
No. Just carry it around. Either a wiffle ball game breaks out or a bottle rocket
ball. All right. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, Chris knows what's up.
Again, please use fireworks responsibly. This all started with safety rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We started out with the right way, and now we've devolved into the wrong way.
Yeah, go ahead, Derek.
I got to you real quick. We had a pitcher on our baseball team in high school.
threw an M80 and it didn't go off, and I went to pick it up, it did go off, yeah. And he couldn't pace for 2 months. And then me and a bunch of boys were having a bottle rocket fight downtown Watch here, and believe it or not, one went, hit the concrete and went right up, I ain't going to say his last name, Kevin's Chore. He was rocking the chores. Went up, blew up beside the twins. He didn't walk right for 3 weeks.
Jeez. Thank you, Derek. That's how we finish hour one on a feels like a Friday holiday weekend.
I feel like in hour number two, we need the butt rocket.
Yeah.
We haven't done the butt rocking in a while. Yeah. Played the video.
Hey, are you upset we didn't do throwdowns, or did you enjoy those stories?
No, that was great. Yeah,
I'll tell you what has upset a few people is Scott's stupid quickie poll. A little too irreverent for a few people.
But it's bound to happen.
It's an honest question, I think. We'll check on that here as we start hour two on Thursday, feels like Friday, of the Murph and Andy Show.